Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Good morning. Welcome to this edition of our International Design Intervention Day program. I'm one of your facilitators. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'll be joined by either Principal LeBron or Ms. Charlotte Henry. We want to thank you all so very much for getting up early this morning to start your day and be with us and praise the Lord early this morning. You still have time to text or call a friend or a family member, because this is the last Saturday, the last Sabbath of the year 2022, and everything begins and starts anew from here going forward. So we just want to give you all that opportunity. I want to say good morning to everyone. I'm certain I'm glad that you are here. We're going to be a welcome and purpose this morning by Sister Charlotte Henry. She will give the welcome. She will welcome each and every one of you all, as well as give you the purpose for being here on this International Design Intervention Day program. And she'll explain to you what all of that means. If you're scheduled to participate, press one on your dial, which many of you all have done. And we're going to certainly ask and pray that you will enjoy this program today. All right, this time we're going to say once again, good morning, and we're going to go ahead with Ms. Charlotte Henry, who will give us our welcome. She will welcome each and every one of you all, as well as give you our purpose for being here on this International Divine Intervention Day program. And our theme, remember Lot's wife, don't look back, an end to 2022. Good morning, Mrs. Henry.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone. What a glorious day it is to be alive, Lord, in this time. We want to welcome you this morning as we praise the Lord and thank him for his mighty works among men, among us, as we know that the Lord is our rock and our fortress and our deliverer. And so we want to thank him for that this morning as we worship him by praying and by singing and by the meditational songs and also by the sermonette. Lord, we just want to make sure that we are in tune with every facet that goes on the line this morning. Remember Lot's wife. We want to also remember that God has told us twice in his word to remember. And one is to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and the other is to remember Lot's wife. So it must be a significant thing for those two things that God has used the word remember. So as we listen in and tune in this morning, we pray that you would also be encouraged as we are warned to remember. We're encouraged of the benefits of remembering. I welcome you this morning again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Henry. We're going to go ahead in just a moment. We're going to be featured with our open prayer this morning. We're going to have our opening prayer, and we're going to bring in Pastor Rowe, and we're going to ask him if he will go ahead and give us our opening prayer this morning. Good morning, Pastor Rose. It's good to have you with us this morning.
Dr. Walker, it's great to be on.
from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our Lord is to be praised. And we arise early this morning to give honor and thanks to you, Lord, for another day, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy, Lord. You brought us, Lord, to the threshold of a new year, and we give thanks to you for all you've done for us. As is said in Scripture, Lord, what can be rendered unto you for all of your benefits toward us? We will take the cup of salvation, Lord, and call upon your name. Thank you, Lord, for the Blog Talk Radio Show and all those that support the Blog Talk Radio Show, especially Dr. Walker, that gives so much to be a blessing to others. Bless us as we go forth on this radio show today. Let us all be blessed and be a blessing to others as we go forth at the threshold of a new year. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that. We're going to have our scripture reading and interpretation momentarily. And Pastor Rowe will come back to us at another point and give a praise report on finances, you know, going into a brand new year. And whether he talks about Malachi 3:8, you know, tithing and offering, whatever, you know, he'll give a three-minute talk and giving us a praise report on if you're looking for something new in the new year, whether that's a financial blessing, whether you're looking for good health, he's going to give a praise report that will encourage all of us. He'll give a three-minute praise report that will encourage all of us going into the new year. So we look forward to Pastor Rowe coming back in just a little while to give us that. At this time, we're going to be featured by having our scripture reading this morning. You know, when we talk about remember Lot's wife, when we talk about dare to look back, I want to bring, we had Mr. Lorenzo that was scheduled to give us a scripture this morning, but unfortunately I don't see him on in the queue. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to ask Sister Charlotte Henry in just about 1 minute to give us a scripture and interpret that scripture. Remember Lot's wife. You know, Sister Henry, if you will, in just about 45 seconds, come back on with us and give us that scripture. Remember Lot's wife and why the word remember is there and who was speaking. Remember Lot's wife. And we know that Lot is the nephew of Abraham. And God remembered Abraham. And so when she gives that scripture this morning, remember Lot's wife. And we're talking today about dare to look back. You know, a lot of people live in the city of regret. And they're out there in the city of regret with things of the past as opposed to going forward. Last night we did a show on some of this here. You can listen to that in the archives. You know, living in your past, having these past regrets, instead of moving forward, with trusting God, believing in yourself and trusting God that he will work things out. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and bring Sister Henry back in to our program this morning, and she gives us a scripture and the interpretation, remember Lot's wife, don't look back. Sister Henry, once again.
Okay, good morning again. Just 1 second. As we look at, well, Father God, please help us now as we go into your word. There's your interpretation, your Holy Spirit leading us and giving us the wisdom we need to understand so that we may apply this information to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we look at Luke chapter 17, and I'm turning there now, 17, verse 32, it says, we're going to go back to verse 31. It says that in that day, he who is on the housetop, and his goods are in the house. Let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. So Jesus is talking here, and he's referring to what happened in Genesis chapter 19. We'll turn there. Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. And I'm turning there right now too. Okay. And here is where it says 26. But his wife looked back. So before that, Sodom and Gomorrah was being destroyed. And it says in verse 24, the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So, verse 25, he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife, Lot's wife we're talking, looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And so here now it says, she became a pillar of salt. Here's a commentary on this. If Lot himself had manifested no hesitancy to obey the angel's warning, but had earnestly fled toward the mountains without one word of pleading or remonstrance, his wife would have made her escape. The influence of his example would have saved her from the sin that sealed her doom. But his hesitancy and delay caused her to lightly regard the divine warning. While her body was upon the plain, her heart clung to Sodom, and she perished with Sodom. She rebelled against God because his judgments involved her possessions and her children in the ruin. Although so greatly favored in his judgments involved, although so greatly favored in being called out from the wicked city, she felt that she was severely dealt with because the wealth that it had taken years to accumulate must be left to destruction. Instead of thankfully accepting deliverance, she presumptuously looked back to desire the life of those who had rejected the divine warning. Her sin showed her to be unworthy of life, for the preservation of which she felt so little gratitude. So remember Lot's wife. God is trying to deliver us from something. And sometimes we don't even allow God to deliver us. We just want to wallow in that thing. And God leaves us up to our own reprobate mind to be destroyed by the very thing that we won't let go of. And here is Lot's wife doing the same thing. So God says, remember Lot's wife. Jesus said that in the New Testament. Remember Lot's wife. It wasn't that Lot's wife was at that moment, she was wanting to go and wanting to be delivered. At that moment, she didn't want that deliverance. How many of us do that, though? How many of us just cling to that something? We don't really want the sin to get away from us. We really enjoy that sin at that moment. Yes, her wealth and possessions weren't sin, but it was something God said, okay, leave that and let's go. And how many of us would be willing to just leave it and go? Many of us don't want that. So we see here, Jesus is warning the people. Years later, Jesus comes on the scene and tells the people there in his presence, remember what happened to Lot's wife. You all are clinging to all these worldly things. You're making those, as putting those close to your bosom. You better leave that junk alone and follow Jesus. Follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow after what is true, because you will be destroyed with those things. So we want to also remember Lot's wife. Remember that the benefits of following God's word is life. Lot's wife counterfeited. She forfeited life by clinging to something that God says, forget and move on. Amen.
Amen.
So grateful. To come on because he's scheduled to be doing a testimony. So, okay, All right. So what we're going to do this morning is, Sister Henry, that was a powerful, powerful delivery. I mean, an absolute powerful delivery of Remember Lot's Wife. And you touched on something that was so vital, that we hold on to such material possession as she did because she felt she had that investment in that. And many of us are no different today. We're no different today. If you're just joining us, you must dial 347-857-1769 to tune into the show. So Remember Lot's Wife. Remember Lot's Wife. Thank you for that. I mean, you might have a car that you're holding on to. You might have this house that you think you're holding on to, and you don't want to give those things up to follow Christ. And Sister Henry, I remember the rich man in the Bible that came out to Jesus and says, "What must I do to be saved?" And then Jesus told him, you remember the story, Sister Henry, what Jesus told him? To do what?
He was to sell all he had and follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus.
Sell all he had, give to the poor, and follow Jesus.
And that man had great possession. He had absolute great possession. So these are the things that we don't sometimes want to give up. But, you know, we must be able to follow Jesus despite of what we think we have. You know, remember Lot's Wife. All right, certainly at this time we're going to continue with our programming, and we're going to get, just before we get ready for Sister Evans to come on, before she comes on, we're going to be featured with special music this morning. We have special music that Sister Claudette George, Sister Claudette George, will be bringing us special music. And I think we have the Song of Meditation will be done later by Dr. Dorinda Ritchie. All right, so once again, we want to, at the time, get ready to welcome Sister Claudette George. Sister George, good morning to you once again. And we're certainly looking forward to your message in music this morning. In his will, in your will.
Good morning, everyone. I hope the song will bless your hearts.
Sometimes I feel I'm in control. And I ask for food I choose. Facing problems on my own. I don't know what's best for me. My mistakes at times the same. All the plans you have made, Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. Put me where you want to, not where I want to be. If I should ask for things I want, just give me what I need. When I complain from time to time, forgive me, Lord, I pray. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. Remind me, Lord, I'm just a glove in which you've placed your hand. Not my will, but yours be done. even when I don't understand. The best laid plans I've made somehow always go astray. Lord, keep me in your way, yeah, so I won't be in your way. Put me where you want to, not where I wanna be. If I should ask for things I want, just give me what I need. When I complain from time to time, forgive me, Lord, I pray. Lord, keep me in your way, yeah, so I won't be in your way. I need you, dear Lord, each and every single day. Lord, keep me in your way, yeah, so I won't be in your way. Lord, keep me in your way, yeah, so I won't be in your way.
And amen. Thank you so very much, Sister George. It's such a beautiful message in music. Lord, keep me in your will so I won't be in your way. I think that is so appropriate right now, going into a brand new year. You know, actually, every day is a brand new day. So we don't even have to wait for the brand new year. Every single day is a brand new day that only God can give. And so, you know, that needs to be our theme as we wake up every day. Lord, keep me in your will today so that I won't be in your way today. Keep me in your will. So thank you once again, Sister George, for such a beautiful rendition in music. This time we're going to get ready for, I know Pastor Rowe will come in shortly, just before we have our... He's going to give a praise report on going into the new year, a three-minute praise report. But before he does that, we're going to go ahead and welcome Sister Evans this morning with our focus or our focal point. She's going to give us a talk on the dangers of looking back, the dangers of looking back. You all still have time to reach out to someone this morning because you want them to hear this show. You really do. And, of course, you can listen to it in the archives. You know, by going to the website, drjessewalker.com. But you really want to get somebody to listen to this live because they may be going through something and they need to hear a powerful word this morning. So let's go ahead now with the dangers of looking back. You know, even yesterday could be looking back. Oh, okay, yesterday. That's gone. You know, and now, you know, let's not look back. You know, let's look forward. Let's look forward. Well, Sister Evans, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse Walker. Good morning, Radioland. Father God, this morning I pray that as we enter into this chapter, looking forward, looking backward, the danger, I pray that our hearts will be receptive and our minds be alert. Can you hear me, Dr. Walker?
Yes, we can. Yes, can you hear us?
Okay. Okay, yes. We have two things that sit before us, the future and the past, and the danger of looking back. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. It is by the grace of God that we have come as far as we have in the journey of life. We are not apostles, and we may not have been guilty of murdering Christians as Paul was, but we can still identify with his sentiment, I am the least of the apostles who am not worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. 1 Corinthians 15:9-10. Thanks to God's patience with us, we have been given the time we needed to learn and grow and improve. Some things we are now glad to say are in the past. We need to exercise a degree of caution in the way we think about our past. We won't have done the things we used to do if they hadn't been attractive to us, and we need not think they couldn't become attractive again if we gave them the opportunity. We may have grown stronger, but we are not yet invincible. It would be impossible to forget completely the sins of our past. In fact, it wouldn't be good to forget them. We need the memory of those things to keep us humble, but we can't keep certain memories from coming back. We can at least refuse to entertain them hospitably. We may have to look back for practical reasons now and then, but we dare not look back longingly. When we break with our sins, God commands us to do so cleanly and decisively. It's a strong thing that Jesus says when he teaches that if we look back after putting our hands to the plow, we are not fit for the kingdom of God. We do not properly honor him as our Lord if our choice to follow him is not wholehearted. The commitment to say yes to him must be accompanied by an emphatic no to the sins that have previously separated us from him. That defined no is a necessary part of repentance. It's a dangerous thing to replay the still enjoyable aspect of the memory of sin, like Lot and his family who were told to leave Sodom and not look back. We need, in the case of some things, to leave them alone for the rest of our lives. We can't afford to have any fine print in our contract with God. By his grace, we have been able to close certain doors. Reopening them is well unthinkable. To forsake sin is to leave it without any thought of returning to it. This is just reminding us, as it says, Lot's wife, some of the things we can't, but it's a choice that we have. And it says, we have a future and we have a past. And as we enter now into the new year, let's leave the past behind. Look forward with God's grace to go into the future in Jesus' name. Amen. The danger of looking back. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Evans, thank you so very much for always presenting such a timely message to us when you do these focal points. We certainly do appreciate that. The dangers of looking back. Remember Lot's wife, which is our theme today. I want to thank you once again. This time I want to go ahead and bring in, before we have our first testimony, which will be done by Sister Beth Campbell, we remind everyone if your testimonies are current, remember we're going not so much way back 25 years, 30 years. We know that God has spared your life, and I mean, it's just incredible, incredible. But something current that people can perhaps relate to, that to show that God is still in the miracle working business, that God is still intervening on our behalf. So that's what we'll be looking for. Before we bring Poet Rosette, Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch, aka Poet Rosette, we're gonna have our praise report this morning by Pastor Rowe, who will be bringing us, you know, a 3-minute message on financial praise, and we certainly look forward to that. Pastor Rowe.
Well, first of all, I just want to say good morning to everyone, earlier, Dr. Walk had mentioned looking for something new in this new year, and I just, you know, just praise and thank the Lord that there is, well, the scripture says nothing really new under the sun, but God had just shared with us some things, and Pastor Dr. Walk had asked me to say something about a financial praise report. Well, to me, it has to do with accountability. You know, we are held accountable for what we do. And I'm on this show this morning because of the vision that Dr. Walker had for all of us, you know, Blog Talk Radio show. He has a vision. And scripture tells us, and I believe it's in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, the 17th or 18th verse, that where there is no vision, the people perish. And Dr. Walk, I'm here to say to you, I'm here because of the vision that you have. You know, you have not only a local vision, but you have an international vision, you know, a vision of reaching out and to help others, you know, whether it's in Haiti or whether it's in Mexico and these different geographical locales. And I'll just speak to you, you know, out of my heart about this financial praise report. We were talking, I believe, yesterday about this lady, you know, being homeless, not having anything. She went to the pastor and they said they got to have a board meeting and all of that. She was turned away. But Pastor Walker, I'll say to you, in that situation, the way that I know you and I discern your spirit, you would have digged down in your own pocket and gave her the last that you had, you know. And it's that spirit that, you know, the reason I'm here today. But we all are held accountable. You know, scripture tells us, given it shall be given unto you, what good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, you know. And not only you, it's others that have the same spirit. You know, scripture tells us, I believe it in Proverbs, one of the scriptures, that the lady, you know, he that goeth forth and weeping, bearing a precious seed, shall doubtless come rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with her. You know, sometimes we have to water what we do with our tears. You know, we water that seed. And as we, you know, approach the new year, You know, we want to approach it with the attitude because we want to get a good financial report, not from man, but we want to get it from God. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and now I'm going to make you ruler over many. You know, and we think about Moses in the scripture. You know, he was a great leader. Why? Because he had Aaron and Hur holding his arms up. And as long as those arms were held up, we won the battle. And I'm here to say to you, to everyone this morning, you know, when we hold my friend and my brother, Dr. Walker's arm up, we're going to win the battle. And I know where his sensitivity and his heart is. It's helping the less fortunate, helping these abandoned children and people in foster homes. That's what it's all about. It's not just, you know, just the Blog Talk radio show. When you reduce that fraction to the lowest term, it's about helping others. And because we want to get a good financial, you know, scripture say, give and it shall be what? Given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together and running over. God will give us the blessings, you know, when we reach out and support Dr. Walker and his great vision that he has. These children are hungry. They need help. And we can support the ministry because we want to get a good financial report from the author and the finisher of our faith. Well done, because we helped support the ministry that Dr. Walker has created and established. And as we approach the new year in the next minute, I'll close out with this. As we approach the new year, we want to have the attitude of what can we do to help Dr. Walker so he don't have to dig in his own pocket and pay for this radio show, helping children or helping people. And we can do it by becoming a sponsor, you know, to agree with Dr. Walker. Dr. Walker, we believe in what you're doing, and we're going to hold your arms up. And I'm going to start off with challenging everyone to support Dr. Walker in his vision. And we get those coupons that he's been talking about. I think it's $25, you know. So I'll just say, Dr. Walker, after the radio show, I mean, I challenge everyone to give the support what you're doing. And I'm going to start off with $100. That can give four people $25 a coupon. And I want to challenge everyone to do the same. And if you want to join me and others in supporting the ministry, we can do it by contacting Dr. Walker. And I'm sure you don't mind me saying, you know, that number is area code 1-305-502-9808. And said, Dr. Walker, I believe in your vision. I believe I want to support you financially and in helping these children and orphans and people in foster homes. Do that, because within the next, after this show is over, I'm going to start off with $100. And I want everybody to do the very best you can, because our blessings come not from man, but it comes from God. But when we bless others, God will use people to help us. Scripture, last but not least, scripture tells us in Malachi that when we give, he will open the windows of heaven. Open the windows of heaven and pour out us a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive. So we want to give with good motives and support, be like Aaron and her holding Moses' arm up and support Dr. Walker in his vision. And then we will receive a good financial report from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that ends my 3-minute talk about a financial praise report and supporting Dr. Walker and his and the ministry that he has. Thank you, Dr. Walker, for giving me the privilege to share a little bit or how I feel about you and others feel about you and what you are doing to help the less fortunate.
You know, thank you, Pastor Roe, for all that you do to support not only this program, but you also have your own ministry of which you're supporting. Our hearts are very similar. I certainly respect and adore your kindred spirit, your spirit of humanity, not to be served, but to serve others, which is my motto as well, which is Jesus came, and you often say it on our radio broadcast, that Jesus didn't come to be served, but he came to serve others. And I know that a man like you, which is a man of my own heart, this is what our mission is. And when Pastor Roe talks about the various countries, we've taken on, you're looking at what we can do for Africa, Jamaica, Haiti, Mexico, the United States, and the Bahamas. And next year in 2023, we'll look at adopting another country as well. I want to go ahead and follow up with a commentary by Sister Charlotte Henry, a commentary to Pastor Roe. She's going to do just basically a follow-up, a commentary on the powerful message that Pastor Roe has presented with us this morning. And I'm not looking for any praise for myself, but just as we lift God up, as we lift him up, he will draw all men into him. Sister Henry, for a follow-up praise report as well.
Yeah, again, good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath. Just to follow up, so often we say we don't have money. We can't afford things. But God is showing me through my experience that we can afford what God wants us to afford, but we just have to go to Christ and then make that sacrifice. We had just moved here in August, and just paid for a trip to go to my daughter's wedding in Africa. That was over $5,000, and God provided that. On top of that, my sister needed to go to UD Pines because she wanted to go to a Seventh-day Adventist place where she can find the healing and she could start getting her life in order, you know, as we have the natural way of dealing with sicknesses. So just to say, that was another price, another thousand or so dollars. And I never thought that I could even handle or even do that, right? And then, of course, here now going in August, closing on a house, that's another set of money. And so when I look back, I look at see how God has said, he will give us the desires of our heart, but we have to desire it. So even for this, we may think we may not have enough money. We can't afford $100 or whatever, but we really can afford it. Because it's not us who's doing it, but God is the one who's leading us. God is the one who's providing. And as we sacrifice for others, God gives us what we need to survive in our own realm. You understand? So I just want us to remember that. So going forward this year, let us not have that mantra, I can't afford it, it's too expensive, or I don't have the money. Those negative mantras need to cease. And now we need to now go forward and say, God's going to supply it. Here, God, I'm going to sacrifice this $100. Please bless it. Or God, I'm going to sacrifice the $500. Please bless it. And we don't know where it's coming from, but God does, because he supplies our every need. So I just wanted to encourage us to continue to go forward instead of looking backward and how we used to deal with financial situations, and now go forward and say, yes, and I can do all things, even financial things, through Christ, who strengthens me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that follow-up praise report. Now we're going to go forward with our first testimony this morning, and we're don't look back. Remember Lot's wife. You know, as we keep that theme in mind, don't look back. Don't look back. Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette, is going to come to us right now with a brief testimony this morning that she's going to share with us. Sister Rosette, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I'm already blessed just from listening to the program this morning. And starting to get a new poem. So, you know, even what you're saying, and so I know in time it's going to come, but just briefly it was saying, Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Nothing is worth forfeiting your life. I finally watched It's a Wonderful Life. The dangers of looking back, we have to remember that there's nothing that God lacks. So you know what? I want to say that I've kind of experienced this personally. I remember, and I'm looking back only for the purpose of sharing this, because like you said, we have some lessons sometimes that we learn, and they can help us, just like how Christ wanted us to remember about Lot's wife. So it was making me think about when God actually spoke those words to me, remember Lot's wife. I remember being in Jacksonville, and I had lived there for about 10 years, and I was outside my my home at the time with my things packed, and it was like I heard a whisper say to me, remember Lot's wife. And it was, you know, it was something that God showed me as I went forward, because I had my car packed. I knew it was time for me to leave out of the relationship that I was in. And I don't say that lightly, but I, you know, I had been married for almost 17 years at that point. And so, but I was so grateful to God that I was leaving there, you know, with my sanity, with my two kids, and, you know, and the few things I needed. And I left, and I can honestly say that whatever I needed, God has provided. And do you know, it was like there were more things in the house that I could have gotten. And so one particular time I went back to get something out of my closet and out of my home another time when I was up that way, because, you know, I didn't have enough space in my vehicle. So I did go in the house and get something. And then the third time that I tried to go back, my house was cleaned out. And it was like a reminder in terms of God saying, don't look back. You don't need the stuff that's here. I'm going to give you even better. And I've seen that, because it's just, you know, it's amazing what, you know, what God will do when we just look to him, depend on him. He's always there to provide everything that we need. And so I want to encourage us to, just like Sister Henry was saying, that how God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So as we go forward in the new year, we need to realize that God, I mean, he owns everything. And so there's no lack in God. And so whatever we need, he's going to provide it. And so I want to just say that we can trust God to do it. And to not think about the stuff or anyone, but just realize that Matthew 6:20 says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. This text is bidding us to not get caught up in things on earth, for salvation is more important than gold or fancy car. The return of Jesus Christ is not far. So daily preparation is what is needed in order to follow the only star. We cannot afford to be left behind. Leave it up to man and this world will be destroyed in no time. And so, you know, I just want to encourage us to just know that whatever God, whatever we need, God has it, and he will provide it.
Amen. Amen. What was that? Thank you so very much for such always a timely form. And whatever we need, God will always provide it. He knows what we need before we even ask. So thank you so very much for that. Remember, Lot's wife, don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. You know, how can you go forward by looking back? This time we're going to open up the lines for our prayer warriors. We're going to have our first prayer warrior with Sister Charlotte Henry. We're going to open up the lines. If you have a special prayer request, we're going to ask that you give your name clearly, because she's writing things down, your name clearly and slowly, and your prayer request, your name, your prayer request, and also if you're interceding for someone, you want to go ahead and give that name as well. And the prayer request, even if you have an unspoken one. Sister Henry, if you would, I'd like to just thank God, just thank God for the blessings that he has enlightened me with to do these radio shows. And I just want to thank him for all that he's doing. So I'm just giving a prayer request of gratitude, of thanks, and for the things that I know that I can depend on him, that he will do for me to be a blessing to others. I've dedicated my life to serving God fully and serving humanity. Those are the two things that I do. It's my relationship with God, and then it's my relationship with humanity. So I'm thanking God for what he's doing, what he has done, and what he's going to do in the future, so that I can be a blessing to so many others. I see homelessness every day, and I'm just challenged that I got to do something. I just can't sit by and let this continue. So that's my prayer request. We're going to open it up for others. If you have a prayer request at this time, we're getting ready to go into a brand new year. We got to do something different, you all. So the lines are being opened up now, and please be rather brief. I talk too much sometimes, and I apologize for that. So the lines are open.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, I'll be taking your prayer request. Does anyone have a prayer request?
Good morning. My name is Dorinda Ritchie, and this prayer request is actually on behalf of two persons. First person is my friend Arlene McKenzie, who has received 3 eviction notices already. She does not have a place to move into. She does not have money to pay the rent. She has 2 children, and through the help of friends, she's been able to stay in the place that she's in, but it's getting to the point now where the owners want her out, and tomorrow is her final day to come up with $4,000. So I'm asking for a miracle for her. And then also for my friend Dad, Calvin Sanderson, who may have suffered a mini stroke yesterday. The last time I checked him with his daughter, Andrea, that was the verdict, but they are running some tests, and he's in a hospital in Miami.
Okay. Anyone else?
Good morning. My name is Patricia Parker, and I want to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing me from 2022, January to now. God is a good God all the time. And Lord, I just want to ask for a blessing for family, because we could be better. Everything could be better. But God, you know what's all about us. You know me, Lord. You know I have other wants, Lord. God, I leave it up to you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Son and Houston, and we want to praise God for all he's done for us this year. We have a prayer request for our dear sister Linda, who had to have surgery on her brain. And we thank God that she's doing better. She was able to speak on Wednesday. However, her husband said she's still in the ICU. So we want to continue to pray for God's healing power. Also for my cousin's son, Teddy. He's almost full term now. He was born on the 7th of October, 1.5 pounds. Now he's 6 pounds, so we thank God that he's been thriving. However, they can't send him home yet because he's taking some medicine to open his lungs so he can breathe on his own. So I'm going to pray for God's healing hand. And the last one is for Sister Renfro. Her mother-in-law, where she stays, is the place got burnt down 2 nights ago, and it's very cold now.
So that's Sister Lorenzo? Hello?
Sister Renfro.
Renzo, okay. And your name is what?
R-I-N-F-R-O.
Oh, for Renzo, okay. And your name is what?
This is Sister San. S-A-N-D.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
All right.
We'll go
so
with
we'll
those.
Pray. We'll pray now. Yeah. Okay.
I have a prayer request too. My name is Alisa.
Okay.
Ford. And I would like a prayer request that you continue to pray for the body of Christ, the just and the unjust.
Okay. All right, so we'll start now. Shall we kneel as far as possible? Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you for life, Lord. Thanking you for all the things that you've done for us. Not just for us, Lord, but you've used us to be a blessing to others. We look at Dr. Walker, Lord. He's thanking you for his radio program and how you helped him to reach so many, Lord, through this radio broadcast and being a blessing, Lord. And that's what he wants to be, as he said, a blessing to humanity. And so, God, we thank you for opening those doors for him, not just for him, but for us to see how you are blessing him with this. As you said, the rocks shall cry out if we don't do it. These rocks that are crying out, Lord, in the form of a radio station, Lord, we act the radio program. God, we act, we see that we can do the same thing. We can be used, our talents can be used in various ways. Help us to open our eyes to see what you can do for us this year that is probably similar to what Brother Dr. Walker is doing and others, but we just have not even tried to do anything. But these are the last days, Lord, and we really need to be about our Father's business. So I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for Sister Richie, who is asking and interceding for Arlene, who is who's evicted, had 3 eviction notices, and needs to pay her rent. Lord, we know that you know everything about this lady. We know that you know her circumstance, and you know who can supply the need at this time for her. Because, Lord, you are never deaf. You allow, Lord, things to happen so that we can cry unto you and know that you are our only source of help and strength. And so, God, I pray that as she, Sister Arlene, look to you for help and strength, that she won't get discouraged, that this will build her up in the Lord and let her realize that her faith, Lord, is in you, not in what man can do, but what you can do. And you can do everything but fail. And so, God, I pray that she will get the money for rent and maybe even a place that you will have her to go. Maybe the place that she's in, that's not where she needs to be, and that you want her out and have a better place. So, God, help her not to be closed-minded, but just trust you that you have something even better for her. And, Lord, you have somebody waiting to help. Whatever program there are, whether people you send her way, Lord, I pray that that would happen, Lord, that she and her children would not be on the street. God, I pray that the church, even the church, that she will go to the nearest church and that they will have, they have what we call the poor fund to help her, Lord God. I know it's in the Adventist church. I'm not sure about other churches. But, Lord, allow her to have these resources that she can reach out to, and that you will, through these people, Lord, be able to help her. Lord, I ask that you also be with Calvin Sanderson, who suffered a stroke. They're saying it may be. God, I pray for healing for him. But there's nothing too hard for you to do. And, Lord, we understand that you are God, not just a God of us reading the word, but a God of health and healing. You said, Lord, you want us to prosper, even as our soul prospers. So, God, I pray for him, and I pray for restoration, Lord, for his mind and his body, Lord. I pray for this. God, I pray for my sister, Patricia Parker. I ask that you will continue to bless her, Lord God, as you are, you have been doing, Lord. This whole year, you bless her, even to be where she is today. I thank you, Lord, for her. And I ask that you will continue to bless her family, that they will come together, oh God, and that she will have go into the new year with new hopes and new dreams and new accomplishments in the Lord Jesus with her family, and that the family will stay together as they pray together, oh God. I pray that this will be a new experience for her and her family this year, this next year coming. God, I pray for Sister Sons, who is praising you, Lord, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon her and her family. God, I pray for Sister Linda, who was in surgery on her brain, and she's doing much better. Thank you, Lord God, for answering the prayers of so many who have prayed for her in her time of need, in her time of healing. And we pray for continuing healing for Sister Linda, Lord, because you said, Lord, above all things, Lord, you want us to be in health. And God, I pray for Mr. Teddy, Lord, who, not Mr. Teddy, the little Teddy, who is in need of healing. I pray for Sister Ferenzo, who's the mother-in-law, whose mother-in-law was burnt out and needs a place to stay. Father God, I pray that you'll provide for that person, Lord, that you'll provide a place for her to stay, Lord, and that you would give people a softened heart during this time to be willing to come together, Lord, and to do what they can to provide for her a place to stay. Lord, so many more are burnt out or frozen out because of snow or ice or what have you, have broken pipes. I know in my old home where I grew up, pipes burst and water is frozen and everything seems to be all despair. But, Lord, help us to look up. From whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And God, please help us to recognize that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that there is nothing too hard for God. All things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes, and that there is nothing in heaven or in earth that God wouldn't do for us to save us, Lord, and to help us. You have sent out angels to protect us. You sent your Holy Spirit. You've given us the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and understanding. And, Lord, you're preparing a home for us, mansions on high. There's nothing you won't do, even in this earthly vessel here, to help us, Lord God. And I just thank you because you are God, an on-time God. And you look high, you sit high and look low, but you have our best interest at heart. Bless these people, oh God, as I prayed for them. Bless those who are interceding for others. And I also pray that Sister Alicia, who wants to pray for the body of Christ, that we will be about your business, oh God, in the year to come. Not just for the just, Lord, she's praying for, but for the unjust. Because all that call themselves Christian, like you said, everybody, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of our Father. And so, God, we ask that this year we will be about doing your will. We will help others to do your will because we are here to make disciples, oh God, for you. And so, God, we ask that as we get the healing, as we get the understanding and the wisdom and the knowledge, that we will share with others. We will testify of your goodness and your mercy and your grace. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sophie, for such a powerful prayer. And thank you for being a part of our team. You do so much. And thank all of you all who are part of this team. It's not just me. It's not just about me. One man or woman is not doing it alone. God has sent the right people to be a part of the team. And without you all, it's not possible. So I thank all of you all here. As we're getting ready to go into the new year, I thank all, each and every one of you all who are part of this team. Whether you come on, give an encouraging word to someone, whether you come on and just give your thoughts or your opinions on any of the shows that we do, whether you are a sponsor or not, I'm just so grateful for all humanity, and we thank you for that. This time we're going to have a brief, we're going to be bringing in, as the time is escaping us now, we've got to move on. We're going to have a brief testimony by Sister Alicia Drakeford. She's going to bring a testimony, which will be followed by another prayer warrior. Sister Drakeford, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First of all, I would just like to thank the Lord for truly being here, for truly being head of my life. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for guiding me and leading me on this morning. Thank you, Dr. Jesse Walker, for having me on the show. Thank you for our time with meeting one another. I know it was just ordained by God, and I truly thank God for it. And just thank God for everyone that's on the show and that's a part of the show and that's a part of the team. I'm so grateful and thankful truly to be here on today. And I said I was going to tear up, but the Lord is good. My dear friends, you know, I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to just hear the voices that's on this line and very, very happy. And if the devil would have had his way, I would not be here. I would not be on this phone today at all. However way God would allow it, I still would have been okay, though. But on the 24th of December, 2022, the day before Christmas, which is my baby's birthday, at 5:57, and it ended at 6:01, only took 3 minutes, I experienced and survived an accident unexpectedly. I drove into some black ice, which rained the day before. As I was approaching a red light here in Raleigh, North Carolina, at a complete full stop, and the light turned green, I proceeded to go, and I said in my head, I said, wow, it rained over here. No sooner than I said that, no sooner that those of that came to my thought, my vehicle began to swirl all over the highway. When I mean all over the highway, all over the highway. My car was going in northbound. My car ended up going westbound over the embankment, over the highway, over traffic that was coming to my passenger side. I ended up hitting a tree. I ended up going to the west side where cars was facing me, where the car stopped at facing me, head on traffic, jumping over the opposite side of the highway. And I remember putting my head, my left arm on the right side of my face, and I held it up. I said, okay, God, this is it. This is it. Glass began to break out of my, out of the window on the passenger side. And I was in the middle of life and death. And I've never experienced anything like that before. And the only time I could think about being in the middle of life and death is when I had my children, because you're here and you're not here. That's the most that I could think of, being in a situation like that. And it was, I remember the glass was flying all over the place. And I remember I hear a voice that it's the car in park. And I look at the, where the, we put the shift and put the car in park, and I immediately put the car in park as I was facing head on traffic after jumping an embankment and over a highway and all those things. I remember calling 911, and I remember just telling them, they was continue to ask me, where was I at and was I okay? And I said, I'm fine. And I just thank and praise God today for my life. There was no broken bones. I had some glass in my right hand, about 3 or 4 pieces of glass in my right hand. I had some glass under my fingernails, and I had a piece of glass in my left finger, which is a little piece of glass that's still there. I didn't need to go to the hospital. I didn't need to go to the doctors or anything. And I thank and praise God because he kept his arms around me. And he took me into the whirlwind. And I thank God for prayer. I thank God for the power of prayer. And I thank God for just knowing who he is in my life and for keeping me. I have been so emotional the last couple of days, but today I'm better. But I just continue to think about the goodness of God, the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done for me on that day, December the 24th, 2022, at 5:57, which only lasted for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. So I know that I am a survivor. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm thankful. I'm more than a conqueror. I thank God for the power of prayer, for his words. I thank God for people praying for me. I thank God that he kept me. I'm so, so blessed. I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. I thank God for Psalms 91. I thank God for Genesis 50:20. I thank God for Psalms 24. I thank God for his word. I am happy to be here today. Truly, I'm happy to be here. I'm safe in his arms, and the Lord has kept me. And I will continue to do the things that he has called me to do with the calling that's on my life. So I thank and praise God for giving, let me have the opportunity this morning and getting through it without me crying. But I thank God that I'm here. When I looked on the TV the other morning, that same exact day, a few people lost their lives right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, young people. And I'm over a certain age. These people are in their 20s. And they did not even get the opportunity. And God gave me the opportunity to come out there with not a scratch, not anything. And when I say the car went way over the hop, my car was going north. The car went westbound, stopped with head on going traffic and cars coming to my passenger side. So I hope this is some encouragement to you guys to continue to trust God and to believe in God because he is a keeper. Thank you.
Thank you. We're so glad that God is on campus about you to keep you in your way. I was out there that same day, you all, that same day she's talking about. And I'm new in Georgia, and I have several drivers, and I was in the back seat. And I said to the driver, I said, the road looks wet. What is that? And he said, that's black ice. I said, I've heard of black ice. Why do they call it black ice? He said, because you can't really see it. And so immediately, a lot of cars were slowing down. Some were still going fast. And as Sister Lisa is saying this, it brings tears to my eyes with what she went through. Because it's like I can feel people pain when they're going through things. And that I have compassion for them. And let me tell you, the car began to swerve, and I was like, wow, I've never experienced this because I've never been in black ice coming from Florida. And he said, yeah, this is very deadly. He said in Georgia they, in fact, closed the roads down. And as we proceeded, I saw police having shut down roads. And it's like, but it comes unexpectedly. He said a lot of people just pass through here. They have no idea what they're doing, and they continue to speed. And so I now know what black ice looks like, and it's nothing to play with. And it comes in, it's like the devil comes in spurts. You know, one area can be dry and another area is wet, and it's deceitful. It can be deceitful. So we have to stay constantly in prayer. So Sister Lisa, I'm so sorry you went through that. And just the thing, 2 weeks ago I asked her to give a testimony, and she did not hesitate. She said she would. 2 weeks ago, that was not December 24th. So you see, God had her to be in place to give her something to give a testimony about. And it's just, I asked her 2 weeks ago after the last show. I said, will you give a testimony? And she did not even know at the time that she was going to be given this. Oh, my goodness, it brings tears to my eyes. To show you how good God is. that, you know, when you don't say no to God, you know, if you're saying no to me, I'm not, of course I'm not God. You're not saying no to me, you're saying no to God. No to God. And can you imagine God says, I'm going to give her a testimony that she will go into 2023. I'm going to spare her life because she is committed to me, to God, meaning she's committed to God to give a testimony. So you all be mindful out there. When someone is asking you to do something for, to represent him, because only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. It's not that you're making me look good on the air or anything like that, or others that's part of this team. You're doing this to the honor and glory of God. So you be careful when you're saying no, because God wants you, if he's called you for his purpose. You know, I'm going to start this morning. Let me just, oh, help us, Holy Ghost. This morning, we're going to get ready now to go to our next prayer warrior, Sister Shannon Bright, whose last name always just brightens us up, you know, so timeless. Sister Bright, good morning. This morning, we're going to open up the phone lines for a prayer request. We'll take about three and then move on because we're running out of time.
Good morning, Dr. Walker.
Yes.
Can you all hear
us? Yes, we can. We're opening up the prayer lines this morning now. So those who have special prayer requests, we'll take about three and then we'll go on. I apologize for that, you all. And Sister Shannon Bright, please pray for our speaker this morning of the hour, Sister Neela Lewis, Grandma Lewis. Please pray for her that God will give her the message that he's put on her heart for this year.
Absolutely.
For the upcoming year.
Absolutely.
So we'll take three other requests.
Good morning. Any prayer requests?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Walker. Could you hear me?
Yes,
good morning. Good morning.
Yes, and good morning, Pastor Royal, and to everyone on the call. And good morning, Sister Bright. My name is Sister Marjorie, calling. I thank God for another year. And I'm calling, that's about to come. I'm calling from my nephew. He lost two children in a fire on last week, Friday. And two children are fighting for their life now. And the mom, I don't know, a fire that happened in New York. The mom had left six children. I don't know, it was on the news all over in New York. Mm-hmm. And two of them passed away. And two of them, one name is Aiden. The other one is LJ. They're both fighting for their life now. So I'm just asking you to pray for them, Aiden and LJ. That God will bring them through because they're fighting for their life. And also to remember the Miles family, that's my nephew's family, and also the Allen family and the Cross family, to remember all of us. And also my church family, the Baskin family, and all my church brothers and sisters for that. God bless you all. And everyone, also remember everyone in Radio Land, that God may continue to bless them for the new year to come. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Marjorie.
Oh, Sister Marjorie Cross. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Is there another request?
This is Grandma Lewis. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Could you please pray for my brother, Vincent James? He is sick, and I just want to give God thanks for his 90th birthday on the 24th of December. And all my other brothers and sisters, my nieces, my nephews, and everyone, my neighbors, and every person in this world, all of us have a sin problem, and we want God to take care of it today in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Is there one more? Okay, you want to go with the Dr. Walker?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Father God, Lord, we thank you for waking us up, God. Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Lord, oftentimes we come into life situations, and we think that things are bad for us, and then we get prayer requests that make our requests seem like nothing, God. Lord, I lift up Sister Marjorie Cross this morning, Lord, that has brought these requests to the throne, Lord. Lord, her nephew has lost not one child, but two children, oh God, in this fire. God, we can't tell you what to do, Lord, and we know a lot of things that we will not understand until we make it to the kingdom, oh God. So, Lord, I ask that you be with her nephew and be with Sister Marjorie Cross and be with each and every member of the family that is hurting deeply right now. Lord, I lift up Aiden and I lift up LJ that are fighting for their lives, oh God. Lord, I ask that the angels are present in that hospital room, Lord. Lord, that you are restoring their little bodies from this fire, Lord. Lord, that you're restoring their minds, Lord. God, you are a God that heals and restores, Lord. So we're asking you to do what you do. You are God, and we can't tell you how to be God, Lord, but we're just asking for grace and mercy over these babies' lives, Lord. And, Lord, be with the Allen family, the Mouth family, and everyone that Sister Marjorie has requested prayer for this morning, God. Lord, we know that you are soon to come. We are in some perilous times, oh God. So, Lord, I ask that you just continue to be with that family and all of our families on this line, Lord, as we're going through different sicknesses, different situations, oh God. Lord, I lift up Grandma Lewis this morning, Lord, this mighty woman of God, Lord, that prays for many. Her brother that has circled the moon, circled the circumference almost 90 years, Lord, that is such a blessing to make it to 90 years. I ask that you continue to be with him. Bless his health, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Be with Grandma Lewis as she is the speaker of the hour this morning, God. You know what that woman of God stands in need of, Lord. She is such a blessing to many, God. Lord, so we thank you for blessing her husband, Grandma Lewis' husband, her children, Lord, and all of us, our families over this line, Lord, that you have brought us almost on the brink of another new year, because we know if the enemy will have his way, that he would kill us. We will be dead, Lord. I want to make my third request for myself as I am still recovering from COVID, Lord, and I am so thankful that you are healing myself and my husband from this COVID that we were diagnosed with right at Christmas time, God. Lord, so, Lord, we just thank you for your healing power, Lord, and just thank you for everything that you continue to do for us, Lord. Remember all of the prayer requests that have went up, and remember all of those that are on the line, Lord, that have spoken and unspoken requests this morning, God, and we just thank you. And we thank you for Dr. Jesse that is your vessel, Lord, that you are using, Lord, to preach the gospel, to share the gospel, to help the hopeless, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you. And we thank you in advance for the word that Grandma Lewis is going to bless us with, this mighty woman of God, as she feeds our souls and as she pours into us this morning, God. And Lord, we just thank you. We honor you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that powerful prayer. As the time is escaping us, we're going to go ahead and jump right over to our final prayer warrior, Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch. We'll take about two prayer requests here, maybe three, as she brings us this final prayer request. So we're going to open up the lines and give those who haven't had a chance to maybe say something. Press one on your dial. That's one if you want to come on. Many of you are already there. You have a special prayer request. So support Sister Rosette.
Yes, I was just kind of rereading the story about Lot and how Abraham was interceding for them. And, you know, of course, it's always God's desire for us to be saved and to be with him. And so, you know, just to think how Abraham was talking with God and it went from 50 all the way down to 10. If there were 10 who were willing to be saved, how God would save the city. And I'm so grateful that we have a God who's willing to go above and beyond to save us. And so go ahead and share your prayer request with me at this time.
Is there anyone with a prayer request? Anyone just want to give thanks and end your prayer? Okay, then Sister
I can just praise God. I just want to praise God for even in that story how he sent, you know, holy angels to help deliver Lot and his family out of Sodom. And I know that God works, you know, whether it's through angels, through people, he's always there and just, you know, willing to help us in every way possible. And I just know just even recently how God sent me the help that I needed to move. And so I'm just thanking God for his goodness to us. And so that means he wants more time for the word. So we're going to go forward with that.
Thank you. Okay. Poor Rosetta, you're praying? We can't hear you.
Hello?
Yes, can we hear you, Poor Rosetta?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that last part, what you said.
Yeah, go ahead and pray, please, for us.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for your love and for your tender mercies. Oh, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will fill us, fill Sister Lewis as she's about to speak to us. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will continue to woo us and to draw us all to you, Lord. I pray a special prayer for our families that you will continue to save them. Do whatever it takes, Lord, to bring us to a knowledge and an understanding of all that you're doing all the time to save us, Lord. And I pray that you will help us to be ready to praise you and to just give you thanks because you are so good to us, Lord. There's so many things seen and unseen that you do daily that we are not even aware of. And so we just want to just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, meaningful prayer. As the hour is escaping us, we want to make sure that we give Sister Lewis adequate time to deliver God's word. But I know she has a powerful one for us. I'm going to do the introduction of our speaker of the hour, who needs no introduction. She's known to some as Sister Lewis, and she's to me, she's Elder Lewis, and she's Prophet Lewis, or Prophetess Lewis, and she's clearly a woman of God. She's on a number of prayer lines. She bothers me often, trying to wake me up maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, which means it's 3 o'clock her time in Texas. And it's like when I say bother me, it's bother me in a good way. Sometimes our spirits have to be troubled to get up out of our comfort zone to make certain that God is calling us for a purpose. And she's like, get up and come on this prayer line. You would think that she's my mom and grandmother too. And we're probably not that far in difference in ages. But nevertheless, you know, I listen to her sometimes with one eye open and the other one closed. But this is a woman who's a powerful woman. And she can bother me anytime she wants. Sometimes we're on the phone at 12 o'clock at night and even later sometimes. And I just have so much respect and love for her and her husband, who tolerates us with our foolishness sometimes on the phone. You know, he would think that she's attacking me and I'm attacking her, but it's all in love and it's to lift God's word. And so after the song of meditation, which will be brought to us by Sister Dr. Dorinda Ritchie, she will bring the song of meditation. After the song of meditation, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Elder Lewis, Prophetess Lewis, Grandma Lewis, Miss Lewis, Sister Lewis. I encourage you all to hear ye her.
When the valley is deep, when the mountain is steep, when the valley is weak, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are hard, when we're battered and scarred, when we've found our resources, when we've given our all, in Jesus' name we perform.
Happy Sabbath. We are so privileged. We are so privileged to be alive on the last Sabbath the last Saturday of 2022. Oh, praise be to God. What a mighty God. Lord, as we open your word this morning, I pray, oh Lord Jesus, we are so sinful. We are not worthy to even say Abba, Father. But through your only Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to die for us, oh, and to restore us and to save us, we come in the name of the Lord God of hosts. We come, Lord Jesus. Could you please wash us in your blood? Clean us up and give us a blood transfusion this morning so we will not leave this place as we came. But we will deliver our souls in your hands. And lead us and guide us and help us, Lord, that as you hold our hands and is leading us, we will not pull away ourselves from you, but we will surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender this morning. Put the words into my mouth because I cannot speak. In the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, praise ye the Lord. Lot's last night in Sodom. One of these nights is going to be our last night in Sodom. And Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Let's read Genesis. Genesis 19, verse 16. And while Lot lingered, the men, those were the angels, laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. Oh, hallelujah. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for your life. Look not behind you, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And here goes Brother Lot. He was not satisfied for what the angels have done for him. He's still kicking and prancing because he doesn't want to leave those beautiful plains, those Sodomite plains. Sodomy, Lord, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be. Lord, you have seen it. You have seen it in our land, Lord Jesus. Sodomy, Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh God. And it came to pass, when they had brought him forth, they said, escape for your life. But here he's crying. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight. And thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountains. He's telling the angels, I can't go to the mountains, lest some evil take me and I die. Lord, have mercy. So he's choosing his own path, and there he lingered, and his wife saw his lingering. His wife saw him dilly-dallying, disobeying the voice of God. He's telling the angels, behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither, the land of Zoar. That was not God's command. God said, go up into the mountain. Are you obeying God this morning when he says, get out Get out of that old city. Get out of that wicked city. Go up into the mountain. But we are lingering. Oh, Lord, I have my big car. It can't go up in the mountain. I have my big house. I have everything. How can this go up in the mountain? Let me stay here in this little city. Lord, have mercy. Lot was paralyzed by the great calamity about to occur. He was stupefied with grief at the thought of leaving all he held dear on earth. Have mercy. We are looking back on the things that we have held dear to us. What are the sins of omission? What are the sins we have done? What are the sins that we hold dear to our heart and will not let it go in 2022? We want to take it over into 2023. It's high time. It's high time. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And I asked the Lord, what do you mean, Lord, when it says his wife looked back from behind him? That means they were all walking, and Lot's wife was walking behind him, looking at his hesitation, doesn't want to move, doesn't want to leave. And she picked it up and said, I don't want to leave either. So she decided to look back on the things that she's leaving behind. She looked back, and when she looked, she saw fire. Fire. Fire coming down on Sodom and Gomorrah. She looked back in her life. She looked back in her mind. She looked back at the things that were burning up. And she said, I wish I was there. I don't want to leave either. My husband doesn't want to leave, and I don't want to leave either. And Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. What are we looking back on? What are we looking back on this morning? This morning, Jesus uses Lot's wife as a warning to the last day generation that are facing the coming of Jesus and judgment. Remember Lot's wife. Two times in the Bible we ever see remember. We see where God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Man wants to give him the first day or the third day or the fifth day. God says, the seventh day. How can we change what God has blessed and sanctified and have made it holy? Are you God? Am I God? Let us give God what he wants, else we'll turn into a pillar of salt. And then Jesus says to the people, remember Lot's wife. It must be important. Anything anybody says about remember, it is important. When I was a little girl, mama sending me to the shop, and she say six items or four. And I reach around the corner. She said, remember the salt, because you can't cook without salt. Don't care how well you can cook, and there is no salt, it doesn't have the right flavor. Remember, Jesus Christ said it twice. Don't forget it, brothers and sisters. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. It's important. It may look insignificant to us, but to God, it is important. So today, do not leave here lingering and falling behind, looking back. We must look forward to serve God in spirit and in truth. Let me hasten because I don't have much time. A state's highway department post warning signs to warn of a dangerous stretch of highway that is ahead of the drivers who have chosen to take that particular road. Like sometimes they'll put up black ice. Be careful. It's dangerous. Black ice. Watch out for those signs. Slippery road. Slippery road. Look out for those signs. The Lord has done the same in the word of God. And Lot's wife is one such warning to those who would consider taking the same path that she took. A path which ended in her total destruction. Salt in the Bible speaks of influence. Matthew 5:13. And Lot's wife stands as a pillar of salt in an attempt to influence each to take a different path than she foolishly chose. We know nothing about her except that she was a wife, a woman, worldly, and a wasted life. Her story is really a product of her husband's life. Be careful how you follow your spouse and not following Jesus. She is described by the Lord as Lot's wife. It is really his choices and his influence that is at the center of her story. If he had done what he was supposed to do, if he had acted the way he was supposed to act, if he was priest of the home, it would tell a different story. As we look at the warnings Lot's wife gives us, let us also remember the warning of the drastic consequence that our worldly lives can have on the people we love the most. Let's look at several warnings Lot's wife is meant to share with each of us. The first one is the danger of delusion. The danger of delusion. Webster's dictionary defines delusion as implying a belief in something that is contrary to fact or reality. That certainly defines Lot's wife. She was a woman who thought she was saved. When her lifestyle and her beliefs and her values was contrary to everything Scripture has to say about a true child of God. But she was delusional. She thought she was saved. I go to church every Sabbath. Have mercy. I go to church every Sunday. Many in the church today are an exact replica of Lot's wife. And like her, are under the delusion that they are really saved. Many who claim to be saved don't accept the basic fundamentals of the Christian faith, such as there is a real hell. This earth is going to be burnt up again of mercy, and that salvation is exclusively in Jesus Christ, not from our works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of Jesus Christ, or that the Bible is the inspired, infallible word of God. How can we want to change what God says? Remember, many more believe the fundamentals, yet live lives that deny the probability that they have ever truly repented and trusted Jesus Christ and Him alone for salvation. In times like these, be very sure. Examine yourselves today to see if you are truly in the faith. Make Lot's wife your example. Make your calling and election sure today. Number two, characteristic of Lot's wife, the danger of delay. The danger of delay. Each time we see Lot's wife, she's delaying to be obedient to the Lord, to flee from the wrath to come. judgment was imminent, as she was delaying in Luke 13:25, tells us that the Master will one day arise and shut the door to salvation for all who have delayed coming to the Lord. And once the door of salvation is shut, all the pleading in the world will never open it again. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hallelujah. Number three, characteristic, the danger of disobedience. Lot's wife was cut down in the very act of disobedience. The Lord has said, look not behind you. Genesis 19:17. Plain and straight. Yet Genesis 19:26 tells us, but his wife looked from behind him. In Hebrews 10:26, we don't have time to read this text, but write them down and go read them. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:26 warns us that willful disobedience will always lead to certain fearful judgment. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:31. There is sin unto death. 1 John 5:16. Even Moses died when he disobeyed. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. In Galatians 6:7. Sinning against light is the most dangerous sin in a person can commit. Yet the church is full of people who are in willful disobedience to the Lord's word. They have no idea the mortal danger they are in. Lot's life is a warning to such rebels to repent and submit. Number four, I have to go fast. Number four, the danger of distraction. Are you falling into this category? Are you in this category? It's so easy to be distracted, especially in this life today. Distraction. Oh, mercy. The first one is his cell phone. Have mercy, Jesus. People have been so distracted that they are falling down into manholes. They're meeting up into vehicles. They're breaking their necks. Cannot take their eyes out of the cell phone, out of Facebook. Instead of placing in the Facebook of Jesus Christ, the Holy Word, men are in their phone day and night. Day and night. In Luke 17:29 tells us that the people in Lot's day, like the people in Noah's day in Luke 17:26 and 27, were distracted by the world and all it had to offer. Many, even in the church today, are so distracted by the world, they have no time nor interest in Jesus and the more important spiritual and eternal matters. Lord, you call your children, you call your grandchildren, say, come, let's have worship. I have two little boys here for my neighbor, and they go in the computer, when they're in the computer, oh, fast, 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 my grandchildren, fast, quick, fast, quick, playing games. But you say, come, let's have worship. Let's come and pray to the Lord. Oh, they bend up in and twist up in many different forms. They are so sad because they don't want to leave their games because the game is more attractive than Jesus. Lord, have mercy, as it was the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. We are being caught up in this. Lot's wife stands as a warning about getting so distracted by the world that they end up sacrificing their eternal souls for the temporal things of life. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Sodom was on the bank of judgment, of total annihilation. and she was not able to keep her eyes on Jesus and eternity. Her heart was in Sodom, and she couldn't break away from the world. That is the real reason she disobeyed the Lord and looked back. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, Matthew 6:21. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world? Jesus wasn't talking about a piece of the world or a little place, a little apartment in Texas or Cincinnati or anywhere. He said the whole world, the whole world. Not even the queen had the whole world. She thought so, but not even the queen had the whole world. And if we have been given the whole world, Jesus said, it doesn't profit you. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What are you giving up in exchange for your soul? What, little money? Oh, Lord Jesus, in Matthew 16:26, love not the world, John 1 John 2:15-17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth how long? Forever. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And the fifth characteristic of Mrs. Lot, the danger of departure. The danger of departure. The pull of this old world is strong. Brethren and sisters, don't be fooled. It is strong. It is. Look at the old dragon. Look at him. Look at him, he's strong. Don't downplay him. Because he was up in heaven and fought against God. God had to throw him out. The pull of this old world is strong. It is constantly pulling us, as it did Mrs. Lot's wife, Mrs. Lot, back to our old life, back to our old ways, back to our old crowd, and like Lot's wife, back from whence we came. When we feel that pull, it would do us good to read John 6:66-71. Write it down, because all of us feel that pull. All of us feel that pull, but we know where to go. The word of God stands forever. The word of God will give us strength. Armor yourself. Put on the old armor of God. And having done all to stand, stand for Jesus Christ. And don't let the devil pull us back into Sodom. Oh, praise be to God this morning. When we feel that pull, it would do us good to read John 6:66-71. Many at that time were departing from the Lord. There was a great falling away, and Jesus asked the 12 if they were going to depart from him as well. Peter is quick to reply, "Oh, Brother Peter, come on, Brother Peter. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Hallelujah. "And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ." Oh, praise God, the Son of the living God. Where do we go? Where do we go? Where can we go? We cannot go back, Jesus. We cannot go back. You have the word of eternal life. You are eternal life. We also see that Jesus had a Judas among his 12. Yes, there was a Judas, but that was his church. Stay in the church. Don't run away because there is Judas in the church. How can you run away from God's church because there's a Judas in the church? Jesus Christ's church had a Judas. Did Jesus run? No. No, it was his church, but there was a Judas. But Jesus Christ can take care of his Judas. Let Jesus Christ take care of it. You stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Jesus called him a devil, meaning he had never truly been saved, and his coming departure and betrayal would be proof of that. Many are departing Jesus and the Christian faith today. Many are departing from the Christian faith today and seemingly believing that they can do so without any eternal consequences. To such fools, fools Jesus called them, Lot's wife stands as a warning of how wrong they are. Conclusion. Along the highway of Jesus' life has placed Lot's wife as a warning to the eternal dangers of delusion. Along the highway of life, Jesus has placed Lot's wife as a warning to the eternal dangers of delusion, of delay, of disobedience, of distractions, and of departure. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2, verse 11. Remember Lot's wife. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you so much for that powerful message. Closing us out in 2022 on Remember Lot's Wife. Don't look back. Also, special thanks to all our participants for closing us out this year with us in your participation. I want to thank all of our sponsors and subscribers. Without their love and support, our programming would not be possible. Thanks to Pastor Roll for being a pillar and a mentor for and to Dr. Walker. I want to also want you to mark your calendars for our next Miracle Day program, January 14th, 2023. Please keep a note to invite others. That's January 14th, 2023. If you desire to participate on the program, please, please contact any member, any staff member, Sister LeBron, Miss Lewis, myself, Charlotte Henry, Miss Woodbury, or contact Dr. Walker personally for your desire to participate. You can ask others. If you don't want to do it, you can ask somebody else to participate, and that's what I did. I extended that, and one of my friends came on actually to do a testimony, whether it's singing, reading scripture, prayer warrior, giving a testimony, a praise report, whatever it is, God is calling you to stand up and speak up, and you can stand up through others. Just invite others to do a prayer or a song and so forth. Once again, I want to thank all our participants today, and I would like to leave us with our charge. Let us go. As the Bible says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The word go means move forward. Let us go this new year, not looking back, but moving forward. Let us do differently financially. As we talked about on the line today, remember that nothing is impossible with God. Let us do differently spiritually. Study the word of God to show ourselves approved. A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let us do differently physically, right? The Bible says that I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Let us do better mentally. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So as we go forward in this new year, let us remember these things. And now we'll have our benediction by Sister LeBron.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This concludes our programming. Happy New Year. Happy Sabbath. Shalom. Have a prosperous New Year and a healthy one, everyone. This concludes our program. Good day.
Okay. Have a good day, Dr. Walker, Pastor Rose, Sister Lewis. Great, great sermon. And God bless you all.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And thank you all for your prayers. Sister Brian, thanks for the prayer.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
You all stay safe and stay well, everyone.
Yes, God bless you all. Love you all. Have a prosperous New Year. May
yes,
God
all the best. And God bless you, Dr. Walker, for this program. Thank you all.
Amen.
A happy, a healthy, and a prosperous New Year to everyone. Thank you. Pastor O, thank you for being a strength and a pillar also. I thank you for that.